Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Okay, we are live. Hi, this is William Ramsey. Welcome to William Ramsey Investigates. On today's show, a very special guest, a returning guest, somebody I love talking to, really great researcher, John Brisson. And I was just looking through my podcast. We've done five shows together now on different subjects. We did on August a great roundtable, which I highly recommend, about Michael Aquino, some really pertinent information with George from CABDEF. We've also talked about the secret influence of the Council for National Policy. That was very well received. People really found that to be very insightful. Also, I did one show with him about my new book, Global Death Cult. We also did the Finders and then the recent Finders drop. So we did two shows on that. So you can go back through and look through my catalog. I'm almost at 500 interviews right now in my podcast/broadcast. But today, I saw him. He did an interview about on another podcast. Was it The Farm? I can't remember which one it was. It was The Farm. Okay. So, and it was about Barbara Marx Hubbard, somebody I was interested in, somebody who I'd seen on blurbs. I had done a lot of reading into Robert Anton Wilson, and she was like on there talking about how great Robert Anton Wilson was. And then I know that she's a New Ager. So I did some reading. I've done some research, but John can talk more about that. So John Brisson of We've Read the Documents. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well, William. Thank you for having me on. It's a pleasure. I've been loving your recent interviews. You've been interviewing, especially liked your Derek Gilbert interview on the Second Coming of Saturn. Very good. I'm going to have to read that book when I can. Yes, thank you for having me back.
Awesome. Well, thanks for agreeing. It's always a delight to talk with you. For people who may not have seen, I mean, you've done a lot of research, and you've been on a lot of other shows on We've Read the Documents. Can you kind of talk about your most recent shows and what led you to do that show about Barbara Marx Hubbard? And then we can just kind of get into the subject matter. How about that?
Yeah. So my more recent shows, I have a show on aftermath.fm called Gut Check, and I have one with Billy Ray Valentine called Live Kill Show that we do Sunday evenings. Because I used to joke, as you could see, I never put a finished walls up in my shed outdoor. That's my office. So people would be like, it's plastic in the walls. Your Dexter, it must be your kill shed. You know, and I'm just like, no, this is a vapor barrier. So there's not mold that grows in here, you know. So, but yeah, we've been covering various topics, talking about recently Michael Flynn propagating the Elizabeth Clare Prophet New Age prayer to the sevenfold rays, which is something that he had done recently. We'll discuss the Ascended Masters. We talk about Barbara Marx Hubbard, you know, today. But, you know, we've been covering, you know, topics like that over on my channel. And I guess one interesting thing that led me, the reason why Barbara Marx Hubbard even came on my radar, William, was because of connections to Marion Petty and the Finders, which, you know, I'll discuss that a little bit later. But you know, that I had never had, she never came across my radar. I didn't know who she really was. And then I, was researching the Finders and she came up, frequently. And then I was like, oh, okay. So then I really started digging in to who Barbara Marx Hubbard was. You know, her father, Lewis Marx, we'll talk about him and his toy company. Just how much she propagated New Age beliefs, even New Age beliefs in conspiracy culture. I mean, she's been a frequent guest on Coast to Coast AM. She was on Foster Gamble's Thrive series. I'll discuss that a little bit later. And there's been other researchers whose research as well, like Arturo Tefoisky, whose research Barbara Marks Hubbard, that was who was with me on the farm podcast that Recluse had us both on to discuss Barbara Marks Hubbard. So he has also researched her too as well to an extent. And she's definitely someone who should be known, and, you know, especially you know, us as being Christians. She gave the game away, and she was an elite, and she tried to, among many others, co-opt Christianity in a veil of modern Gnosticism, which the New Age movement really is. I mean, you can trace it back to the Mystery Babylon religion, you know, since there. But here is a book I hold in my hand, Happy Birthday, Planet Earth, that she had written. And, of course, it contains Christ consciousness. Talks about Jesus, but from a New Age sense, not from a gospel sense that we know Jesus Christ to be. And it also, interestingly enough, and this book was written in the mid 1980s. It interestingly discusses mRNA. I'm not going to go too detail here because we're on YouTube, but it mentions mRNA from a spiritual sense of way of controlling somebody. So that's actually in here. Let me see if I can find it real quick. And I won't give much, you know, much more outside of that if everybody knows what's going on in the world. But here we go. So how would the whole system select among its parts for those members capable of attuning to the whole? By a system of communication, in a cellular body, the DNA communicates with man through messenger RNA, which is true, who gets a template or pattern and goes forth among the macromolecules to track those capable of identifying with, become identical with, the pattern carried by the RNA. Attractive molecules are drawn into the cell and are given complex instructions to perform highly specific functions within the cell. That's true. Your messenger RNA brings, you know, messages, quote unquote, you know, from your DNA to the ribosomes to produce proteins. They self-transcend not by leaping from molecule-hood to cell-hood, but by integration with other macromolecules in a new pattern, which is greater than the sum of its parts. They transcend by synergistic cooperation. Within an embryotic organism, cells at first are multipurpose and omniscient. Each cell carries the entire design for building the whole body. Cloning a body from a single cell is therefore possible. However, at a certain point in embryonic development, differentiation occurs. Each cell is signaled to perform a specialized organic task in cooperation with millions of other cells, also signaled to a specific function. Thus, all cells building eyes have a common but unique task. As cells serve to differentiate the whole body into ears, hearts, brains, lungs, and other parts, they receive communication of exquisite refinement down to the finest detail. In a disease or defective embryo, some of the cells make an error in the following design, the will of the DNA. The consequence for not allowing the genetic design is death of the whole embryo and its parts. It's very interesting that she gives messenger RNA, and she goes on and talks about DNA and mRNA, of kind of having this esoteric set of blueprint instructions for the human body. So quite interesting with what's going on today, may I add.
So. Yeah, no, I think that she's a real insight into that kind of new age thought, and she's a very important kind of marker, I think, in time in all her books. And I was reading through one called The Book of Co-Creation. Did you get a chance to look? It's really something else. And it goes into what you said in the intro, where she had this thing. She is quoting direct quotes from like James Bible or the New King James Bible, and then explaining to them in her new age view over and over again. And it's like, she's clearly like a kind of a Gnostic new age kind of interpreter. So Christ is like, I suddenly realized that the man Jesus was a future human and evolutionary template.
Yes.
So you're right. She's not talking about it in the gospel sense in that book. And you can see that book, I think, on archive.org is where I read it. So if people want to look through her stuff, it's really something else. And she was networked too. So she was friends with Buckminster Fuller. She got her ideas from him, who's also a curious figure as well.
This book was actually the precursor to that book I just want to mention.
Okay.
This was kind of like the beginning book. And the book you described is her interpretation of Revelation. This is like maybe like the big, like I would say like the prologue, and that book's her actual like thesis.
Okay.
So, you know, it's quite interesting that she goes in more detail in that book, the book of cooperation, co-creation, than this book, Happy Birthday, Planet Earth. But do you want to start with a little bit of Barbara Marks Hubbard's background?
Yes, please do. Yes.
Okay. So Barbara Marks Hubbard was the eldest of four children. She was born to Lewis Marks and Irene Salzman. It is unknown if Lewis Marks Sr. was distant related or directly related to Karl Marx. A lot of people, theorize that, but there's no proof for what I could tell. Barbara Marks Hubbard was raised Jewish. However, her father, Lewis, was agnostic. Her father, Lewis, founded the Lewis Marks and Company, which is one of the largest toy companies in the world, especially during the 1950s. You guys remember the Sears, Roebuck and Company catalog toy, you see all the toys for Christmas and stuff like that. And everything. It's a little before my time, but some people listening might
remember that. I'm old enough to remember that. Those catalogs were very influential and sold a lot of stuff pre-internet. Getting one of those catalogs and being in a catalog was very coveted or desirable.
So many of the toys listed on there were Mark's toys. And so he entered the toy business with his brother David during World War One. He had up to 12 toy factories worldwide. He was known as the Henry Ford of the toy industry. He would retire in 1972, selling Mark's toys to Quaker Oats for $37 million. Lewis Marks was also friends with Dwight D. Eisenhower and J. Edgar Hoover. And Barbara's Marx's brother, Lewis Marks Jr., was a powerful financier to the Bush family. The Marx family, it's interesting. Barbara Marks Hubbard, you would look at her views as a New Ager and label her to be a progressive, right? But her father and her brother were very staunch Republicans, very staunch conservatives, were financiers of the conservative movement. So it's interesting you have that dichotomy. Where the elite at the top, they really don't really care about political labels, in my opinion, for the most part. I myself have many Christian conservative views. I would say you would likely too, William. But at the top, they don't really mark themselves by those political delineations of whether you're progressive or conservative. They kind of all work for a similar goal. And you see that all over and over again, sadly. Her father, let me look real quick. Her father, was the father-in-law of Daniel Ellsberg. Of course, Daniel Ellsberg was really big, release of the Pentagon Papers.
Sister is married to Daniel Ellsberg.
Yes. So you have the connection with the FBI, with good friends with J. Edgar Hoover. Barbara Marks Hubbard would also attend school at the New York City's private Dalton Academy. Of course, Donald Barr was headmaster of the Dalton Academy from 1964 to 1974, and maybe hired Jeffrey Epstein. The timeline's kind of at the very end of his tenure. One of the biggest things to start everything was you mentioned Buckminster Fuller. We'll talk about the World Future Society in a minute. One of the biggest things that really, I was like, wow, this is something here is Barbara Marks Hubbard became really good friends with Jonas Salk, the creator of the polio vaccine. And Jonas Salk actually Barbara Marks Hubbard left her husband and her kids to leave with Jonas Salk. Okay.
Oh, wow. So they had like a love affair. Leaves that out conveniently. Interesting.
So they had a love affair or a friendship. We could speculate, but I guess to leave your husband, you'd think it would be a love tryst, right? Jonas Salk actually said that Barbara Marks Hubbard would continue his work more than he ever could.
Wow.
Do you think Jonas Salk, you think he invented the polio vaccine to, reduce polio cases around the world, right? But then, Barbara Marks Hubbard is talking about ascension and, conscious evolution and kind of like very New Age Gnostic terms. She would later say what was the book you mentioned?
Book of Co-Creation.
Book of Co-Creation, yes. She would mention in there that the elite are the Pale Horse Rider mentioned in the Book of Revelation, and they would call one of humanity that let me actually get the actual
well I have one quote here if you don't mind it's yes, we are in charge of God's selection process for planet Earth. He selects, we destroy. We are the riders of the pale horse death. We do this for the sake of the world. And then she does talk about killing off the fourth of people.
So, I mean, does this woman seems like someone... She's definitely an elite, and she's definitely giving away their plan, right? So right. So she goes, yeah, you're right. We do this for the sake of the world. Because they believe that, especially if you look at one-third of the population, or one-fourth of the population of the world, roughly, you could say that's probably the amount of Christians. I say it's probably less. But, I mean, if you look at the statistics, they say one-third of the world is Christian. So, you know, your Christians, they're not, we're not going to fall for the grand illusion, hopefully, that's mentioned in the book of Revelation. You know, Jesus said it's impossible for even the elect to be deceived. But if you're truly Christian and born again, I don't think you will. But, you know, they don't think we're good enough to ascend with them, William.
Right, right.
So they're going away with us. I mean,
but this is like, right, but this element she's saying, she's usurping ideas. It's almost like Crowley. She's taking from the book of Revelations and saying she's going to enact it. Right? Because isn't it the book of the white horse destroys a quarter of the world's population, right?
Yes. And right. So a lot of that comes from them, a lot of the New Age, including Barbara Marx Hubbard, pushing the false.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Belief of the December 22nd, 2012 Mayan calendar prophecy, which she called the planetary birthday, which would be the ascension of global consciousness, during the ascension of humanity's consciousness during that time period, she said, we will co-create with the creator into the stars. She mentions, be a beacon of light unto ourselves, all those called to enter the new order of the future. No, that's the New World Order. That's the One World Religion. This is the little God, lie that's been told ever since Satan tempted Eve with the fruit from the knowledge of the tree of good and evil and story of creation in Genesis and the Garden of Eden. So she's literally saying this is what it is. And, I mean, she's saying these things. It's not like we're taking her out of context. Right. She's saying these things and has said these things for decades, William. And she's a member of the elite. She's not, you know, her father was a beyond wealthy toy manufacturer who was, you know, a Republican financier and, you know, friends with, you know. Right.
She grew up on Fifth Avenue, like literally the most coveted, you know, address back in the day. So in New York City.
Yeah. This woman is inside as they get.
Yeah, like she's no question. And networked, right? Networked in the New Age. She's really one of the top New Agers of all time.
Yes. I think. And she's mocking, you know, she's saying, oh, you silly Christians. You believe the Bible's literal. You're so silly. This is truly what it means. We're so compassionate because you won't ascend because you believe Jesus died on the cross and he was real and he was the Son of God. And he had born out of an immaculate conception you guys have it all wrong. We have it. So we're going to kill you just because you're holding us back.
It's the old story. Dude, when I was reading through some of her stuff, I was like reading ideas that were in the Order of Nine Angles. I'm not joking. Yeah. You can see that same thing. You're holding us back. We're evolutionary. You're holding back evolutionary. She uses the term from co-creation, a new order for the future, Homo sapiens to Homo universalis. So this whole idea of there's two different types of mankind and you're the Homo sapien, I'm universalis. And there she had this objective of conquering the stars, just like the Order of Nine Angles. It's weird how those ideas got integrated into the Order of Nine Angles.
Very much. So it's kind of like this weird Gnostic retelling of the Mystery Babylon religion that you see throughout history where the core tenets of it stay the same, that they believe that they're better than God or they're higher than God. You know, Lucifer's jealous of God. Satan's jealous of God, you know? So it is just, once they get found out, they just slap a new coat of paint on it and just go out there and tell it again.
It all changes. It all stays the same. So this is like you. She also writes this from Book of Co-Creation. Eventually, we will be able to build a body like Jesus's new resurrected body through scientific and spiritual maturation, a body that is totally responsive to God-like intention. Bam. It's just right there, right out of the Garden of Eden.
And they're for transhumanism. They're for futurism, okay? They're literally for transhumanism. It blows my mind. You think these people are like hippies and new age and love the planet, man, and it's so great. But we'll talk about it later of just how much, you know, transhumanists they truly are.
Do you mind if I play? This is her talking. Maybe people haven't seen this, but this is her talking at the 1984 vice presidential nomination. I think that was I forgot the woman who became
Geraldine
Ferraro. Thank you. I think that was it. But there's a couple interesting. It shows her occult knowledge too, because she talks about the new order of the ages and the seal on the back of the dollar bill. Let me see if I can find that. But you can just listen to her.
I have some quotes for it. I can read to you too well.
Well, let's just watch it so maybe the listener can kind of get an idea of who she is. Oh, I got to pull it in here. It'd be helpful if I turn on the volume.
The theme of my campaign is to fulfill the dream, a campaign for a positive future. In 1776, our forebears freed the individual from the tyranny.
Sorry, I think she was trying to campaign for the vice presidential election for that Mondale campaign. So then this is her speech for that. Sorry.
The divine right of kings. They stated the self-evident truth that all men are created equal when there was no equality in the world. There were kings and subjects, classes and races, sexism. Yet the power of the word of truth changed the world. In 1984, we faced a tyranny far greater than King George, and we are seeking a freedom even greater than that of the individual. The tyranny we face is the threat of the extinction of the human race. And the freedom we seek is the emancipation of the genius of the human race to fulfill our highest potential. In 1984, we must state the new self-evident truth from the point of power of the American presidency. And the power of this word will transform the world once again. The new truth is that we are one planet, we are one peoples of Earth, and we will live and die together forevermore. It is now in our capacity to destroy civilization as we know it, or to build a world of unprecedented opportunity for all people. We in the Democratic Party have already chosen to commit our strength to the proposition that all people must be housed, clothed, fed, and educated. We have already chosen the shift from weaponry to livingry. Now, to fulfill that commitment, we must combine our compassion with our creativity. We must initiate a new process in democracy to identify our positive options, discover our potentials, and commit our political will to long-range goals to fulfill that dream. The office of the vice president is the perfect place to call forth the genius of our people to build a world equal to our power and our aspiration. We have dreamed the dream, Jesse, and we must converge the new ideas, Gary, and we must organize with our masterful new president, Walter Mondale, to do the work. There now resides in the body politic the knowledge, the skills, the technologies, and the resources to fulfill that commitment. But they are horribly misused. 80% of our scientific and technological genius is focused on killing. Our foreign policy is threatening the world with global suicide, and so is the policy of the Soviet Union. The United States of America started the game. We must change the game. We must not simply reduce the defense budget. We must convert the military-industrial complex from destruction to construction. We must attract friend and foe alike to a new challenge, the building of new worlds on this earth and new worlds in space. We must dedicate our power to overcoming hunger in this century, to restoring our environment, to emancipating our creativity, and to exploring the further reaches of the human spirit and the infinite universe. We must bring together the genius now focused in the war room in a peace room in the White House. Its purpose will be to defeat the real enemies of humanity: hunger, disease, illiteracy, poverty, and war. Its goal will be to plan for the real victories and to map the real breakthroughs. What is now working in health, education, productivity, new energies, community building, education, space development, self-help works, and so forth. We have separated our intelligence from our love, our minds from our hearts. The Rainbow Coalition is bringing together all colors and races. It is also now the coalescing of the mind with the heart. It is now time for a new marriage. We should have a wedding in the White House. It is the wedding of love and knowledge, of spirit and material power. Our forebears set forth the vision. It is written on the dollar bill as it is written in our hearts. E pluribus unum, out of many, one. Novus ordo seclorum, a new order of the ages. You see the unfinished pyramid with the cosmic eye. This means that when we combine our magnificent building power with our spirit and love, we will have a new order of the ages. And finally, it says, Annuit Cheptis, God favors this enterprise. This means that we are not doing...
that was it. I mean, yeah, so she goes right for the seal on the back, but it's a very interesting interpretation about that seal, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that whole speech. Okay, so when she ran for president, I guess one thing I should mention, when she was
vice president.
Vice president. Vice president nomination. It was a bunk Mr. Fuller told her to enter politics to change the trajectory of the world.
Wow.
She actually gave her speech, you know, her stump that she was running in Lawrence, Kansas. Of course, Lawrence, Kansas was a fictional site for the movie The Day After Tomorrow. I mean, which portrayed an apocalyptic world after a nuclear holocaust.
Right.
And she launched her campaign from there, but she had a meeting from her home beforehand. Where she invited 12 unknown, socially sophisticated, transformationally oriented people that she did not name together in a powerful fire ceremony, supposedly committing their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor to bringing this campaign and its purpose into the American political scene.
Wow.
So if you go listen to that, you know, president, vice presidential nomination speech that she gave in 1984.
With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Democratic Convention. All of it is completely, I mean, she is giving away the game more than George H.W. Bush did when he talked about the New World Order and, you know, and I mean, it's ridiculous. Like the whole speech, like I suggest people go watch the whole, I think it's like 10 to 14 minutes of it.
Yeah.
Where it is just something else. I mean, one part where she closes with it, where she goes, here you go. And also she, idolizes the founding fathers, which you might think would be odd, right? But you know, many of the founding fathers, a lot of them were deists, a lot of them were Masons, a lot of them were adherents of the Mystery Babylon religion. Thomas Paine is one of the worst ones, actually. And Thomas Jefferson
for sure.
Yeah, Thomas Jefferson's Bible actually took out the divinity of Christ in the miracles. It's actually a shortened Bible. So we know that Thomas Jefferson, Thomas Paine, Benjamin Franklin were all enemies of Christianity. But she idolizes them, and she actually lets out the cat out of the bag, the whole New Atlantis, belief, the kind of like, you could say that the America was the grand experiment. It was the divine right of man over the divine right of kings. And neither actually are biblical the way God wanted society to be set up. If you look into the Old Testament, because it was Israel that begged God for a king like the Gentile nations. And of course they end up getting Saul. It's quite interesting that what she mentions, though, I guess I want to make note of, is she goes, in 1776, a handful of genius came together to take the first step. It will not be a handful, but a landful of genius. We gather in every town and every village and every city in new town meetings for the future. And then she goes, we will state the word of truth from the place of power in American presidency. When the word of our potentials goes forth from the American presidency, the word shall be made flesh. In 1776, they aligned to do it. They committed to it, and they co-created it. So must we, and so shall it be.
That's off the charts. I mean, the fact that she had 12 people like her apostles, and she's the Christ figure, is also very telling. Like, they are very comfortable subverting or adapting or adopting a lot of these things from Christianity for themselves. Off the charts.
And she got 202 delegate nominations for vice presidency, which was enough delegates for her to get voted on for nomination. But later during the convention, Hubbard just stepped away and Ferraro got it. We still don't know what deal that was made. I mean, later on, Hubbard would be nominated during the Reagan administration for the Citizens Advisory Council on National Space Policy. Of course, you had Council for National Policy member Daniel Graham, who's part of High Frontier, Star Wars space. You know, she talks about going against, the military-industrial complex, but yet she joins a commission where their main goal was to weaponize space. I mean, there's kind of contradictory there. And later on, she would work very much with Mikhail Gorbachev and would kind of do this new age, Earth First type, Mikhail Gorbachev type organization, where she'd be one of the leading members in it, kind of pushing, environmentalism to a very much extreme and new age beliefs that Gorbachev was really much down with. Gorbachev was, former prime minister of the USSR. I'm not prime minister,
he was the premier?
Prime minister. She's definitely part of the elite, no doubt about it.
Right.
And she openly confesses it and professes it, and people don't really know who she is. Or know of her. I mean, she helped found the World Future Society with Edward Cornish and Marion Petty. Marion Petty helped fund the World Future Society and was a really good friend of Edward Cornish. Of course, Marion Petty was the leader of the Finders Operation.
That's incredible.
Toby Trout talks about in his book, The Game Caller, of that Marion Petty mentioned how decades-long friendship Marion Petty had with Edward Cornish and his wife. I mean, I think her name was Sally Cornish. She was very much influential in the foundation of the World Future Society with Barbara Marx Hubbard. The Finders, there you go, were very much involved in, the counterculture movement, the New Age movement, the kind of the steering of that. And of course, you'd have Finders adjacent. Roy Mason, who was an alleged homosexual pedophile, who was the kind of like the architect. He developed kind of like these geodesic foam domes, but he would be a major member of the World Future Society as well as its foundation. And Barbara Marx Hubbard was the bankroller for the World Future Society, and the World Future Society kind of talk about futurism, transhumanism later. A major part of that, but they kind of steered a lot of modern day science fiction beliefs because there are many members within the World Future Society that had a lot to do with that, including many people that people would recognize, like Gene Roddenberry, for example, who was the creator of Star Trek, as well as Isaac Asimov. You know, he's a famous author, Leonard Nimoy. Again, you know, we're talking about Star Trek again. Neil deGrasse Tyson, Ray Bradbury, Ray Kurzweil, Stanley Kubrick. And you have even former, you know, interestingly enough, Walter Mondale was a speaker to the World Future Society. It's unknown if he was a member, but he spoke to him. The boogeyman before George Soros, and I'm kind of joking at that because George Soros is definitely not our guy, but either is this guy. But the guy that they like to pin everything on, Maurice Strong, was a member of the
World Future Society. Oh, man. And one other thing, the close friends of Maurice Strong is Lawrence Rockefeller, right? So on her intro to her books, Lawrence Rockefeller is funding her. She called Lawrence Rockefeller the great patron. Her sister marries Ellsberg's. Ellsberg's best friend is John Mack, who got financing from Lawrence Rockefeller to do his UFO stuff. So there's all kinds of weird connections. And there's a picture in the book. I can't remember the author offhand who I interviewed, but there's a picture of Mack with Rockefeller and what's the guy who wrote Communion? It's Webster Tarpley. Gosh, I can't remember his name. You know that book about the UFOs. Anyway, Lawrence Rockefeller, his tendrils or his puppeteer strings go a lot of places, and one of them was Barbara Marx Hubbard. I think the other thing, he was also financing the Lindisfarne Association. Have you heard of that?
No, not offhand, no.
Also, James Parks Morton, the avant-garde rector of the Episcopal Cathedral of St. John of the Divine, which is a really trippy place if you really like that. David Spangler, who said, Woodley Strieber, thank you, IDK. Lawrence Rockefeller was a real funder there, but the David Spangler says you have to make a Luciferian initiation into the New World Order. So,
okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper? A woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver. I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Have you ever heard of Spangler's Luciferian initiation?
Yeah, I had to go back and look at it. You talk about the Cathedral of St. John of the Divine, right?
Yes.
I wonder if there was something.
There's weird pictures on there. I think it like there was a statuary that predicted the fall of the Twin Towers or something.
There's something else that I forgot about. I wanted to make mention of. I digress, but. So one thing about other people in the World Future Society, Abraham Maslow, that's where we get Maslow's hierarchy of needs, he's a psychologist. The former vice president of the United States was a member, Albert Gore Jr.
Wow.
Arthur C. Clarke, 2001, you know, Space Odyssey co-writer and British science.
So Clarke and Kubrick were involved in that?
Clarke, Kubrick, Roddenberry.
Very telling. Wow, that's incredible.
Ben Goertzel, who developed Sophia the Robot and who still brags about his $100,000 grant from Jeffrey Epstein Foundation, where his AI work.
Right.
Even in World Future Society.
A lot of those dudes are on Joe Rogan Experience. Like they come on separately, but Krauss, Pinker, Goertzel, all Epstein associate. Adjacent is probably a better term.
Margaret Mead, I think I mainly named all the biggest ones, I think. But yeah, it's just, you know, I look at the World Future Society as an elitist, globalist, new age, transhumanist think tank. And they, you know, manipulated a lot of the ways that the public looks at science fiction as being real, you know, or they control what I, you know, coin science trademark or science TM, right? Trust the science. You know, a lot of these people were very much, you know, pushing the way that we look at scientism today, you know, and so that's what the World Future Society was. You know, you can look at, like, you have all these people, you know, that are proud to be scientists, right? You know, and you mean look at Neil deGrasse Tyson, for example, but yet the World Future Society isn't, you know, if you really peel the layers of paint, it's not really a scientist future society. It's a new age transhumanist think tank. So,
man, there's just so many connections there. Yeah, just tons of crazy stuff.
But I think that
she also was a channeler. I think mm-hmm. that the Book of Co-Creation, she says, was channeled to her by spirit guides. So you have this other element of, she's not just morphing Christianity. She's packing I think you mentioned that at the intro, the Ascended Masters or whatever. She has some kind of connection to that too.
And she's doing auto riding, right? You know, she's channeling these demons and she's writing down, you know, whatever they say, thinking that she's getting, you know, gnosis, you know, hidden knowledge. And it's a lot of it's, I mean, she was wrong about, you know, the Mayan calendar prophecy of 2012. It pulled to be a bust, you know? So, I mean, it's just the arrogancy of them. I mean, the finders were setting up, you know, SynCon meetings that Barbara Marx Hubbard, you know, were running, kind of like these synergistic convergences that she would call them. So, I mean, it's,
There's a video out there that I saw of her where she is demonstrating her automatic writing. And I wish I would have remembered where it was, but when I was researching her, she's doing it. They're videoing her. So she's got all of the kind of check marks for a lot of these kind of new ager types. She's like a Marianne Williamson, right? Course in Miracles type stuff.
But she's way higher up in the inner circle though.
Very much so.
Than Williamson is. But I will say too that Barbara Marx Hubbard, one interesting thing about her is she was also talking about Rockefellers you mentioned earlier. She was a member of the Club of Rome.
Really?
Yes.
Wow, that's crazy. This is where I think she does the automatic writing. I think this is it. This is on a documentary about her. So she's a Club of Rome member. So she's totally networked. It's incredible. Like, there's even more connections. See if I can find the sequence where she's automatic writing. So there is like this whole movie about her, a trailer. She's yapping. Where is this?
Like I said in my Finders book, where I have a, you know, about 10 pages on her and her involvement in the Finders, I could write a whole book on her.
Yeah, you could. You could really could. I wish I could find this thing where she does the auto writing. It's off the charts. So she has all the kind of DNA stuff, godlike stuff. The more you learn about it, there she is. Watch. She looks away. That's not the sequence. There's a sequence in this thing where she looks away and she's still writing. So,
does she remind you of just a, you know, a continuation of Crowley, a continuation of Alice Bailey, a continuation of Blavatsky, a continuation of Pike. We're talking about modern day. I mean, we can go back, you know, ancient Gnosticism and talk about Marcion. You know, I mean, it's just a continuation. Yeah.
See that? Yeah, she creepily looks away. This is from American Visionary, the movie. I'm sure it's a pro Barbara Marx Hubbard type thing. But
she also, like I mentioned, she's been on Coast to Coast AM, like, I don't know how many times.
Really? Wow. So. Well, it tells you a lot about Coast to Coast AM, right?
Yeah, and they're putting in. So she does this one movie, this documentary, Thrive, What on Earth Will It Take? Which was, you know, the Foster Gamble, you know, he's finding a trust fund, you know.
Foster Gamble's a trust fund kid from Procter & Gamble?
Yes, yes. He claims he left them because he didn't like what they were doing. This was what they claimed. But people that were interviewed in that movie is David Icke, Alex Jones, John Perkins, Confession of Economic Hitman, Catherine Austin Fitz, JBS member J. Edward Griffin, Deepak Chopra, who said Barbara is the voice of consciousness evolution of our time. Van Jones, Amy Goodman from Democracy Now, Stefan Molyneux, and Edgar
Mitchell. No, Molyneux too? Oh, no.
Edgar Mitchell, Endocrinoid Sciences. Now, this is Endocrinoid Sciences is another show, okay? Right.
Well, I've interviewed that guy. Did I tell you or somebody else? I interviewed the guy who wrote Mind Magic. Or whatever.
Yes, yes. So you would think David Icke, David Icke's a New Ager. Alex Jones is a New Ager, okay? Even though he professes Jesus Christ, he is anything but a Christian. You would think that, look, if they came to you, if Foster Gamble came to you, William, and he was like, I want you to be in this documentary I'm doing talking about the New World Order and the elite and how they're trying to hold down humanity, right? And all of a sudden, he's like, well, we're going to have some people in there, Amy Goodman, Van Jones, Deepak Chopra, Barbara Marx Hubbard, so Alex Jones is going on these rants about the elite, right?
Oh, right, right.
All this stuff.
He never really states their name, though. Isn't that strange? Like, he never points out certain things or...
But he's in a documentary with Barbara Marx Hubbard. And you can go watch Barbara Marx Hubbard's part in the Thrive movie. And it's his new age, like everything that Alex Jones claims he's against, right? Now, to their credit, Amy Goodman, I think there's a few of those people that were in the documentary. They came out and they were like, we didn't know who Foster Gamble was or what this documentary really was. Or that's what they say. Okay. And they were like, if we would have known, we would have never been a part of it. All right. But Alex Jones to this day, G. Edward Griffin to this day, Catherine Austin Fitz to this day, never came out and said, I don't want to be associated with New Age. Foster Gamble, who's done other Thrive movies who are just as bad, okay? And I denounce Barbara Mars Hubbard. None of them did. It really makes you think.
And we did. I know. Jolly's asking, when are we going to do the list of links and connections? We're doing it right now. I think we're doing it. We can do one on Alex Jones. Maybe we can have Alex Jones back. Oh, boy.
So, again, why would during your interview, it's co-creators with God, New Universal Age of Humankind. She also talked about how mimetic warfare is a major part of conscious evolution, ideas that hold that one hold in their mind that shift culture. So what do we see with mimetic warfare and how it brought, Cambridge Analytica and the rise of Trump and everything that's happened on as far as, what we see with chaos magic and chaos magicians and psychographical and psychological warfare with the QAnon operation. It's the New Age movement. It's all there. She lays it all out, everything that we see, and people just gloss over it.
Gloss over it, right, yeah. It's really incredible. We can go into certain things like Molyneux or Goodman and Damian Eccles. Just a terrible job. Just a log-rolling, unanalytical job with Eccles. You can watch that online. Goodman is this gatekeeper, man, of like the first order. Dude. She's on the left. And then on the right, we can talk...
It's just it's like the Institute of Sciences that was funded by I think I discussed in the CMP episode that we did together. The CMP is directly funding, this literal New Age organization that's studying like psychic genes and global consciousness and like all these esoteric things, right? And Dan Brown's writing, pushing forth and, you know, noetic sciences and lost symbol, you know.
That's how I learned about the noetic sciences, I'm embarrassed to say, but from Dan Brown, because he wrote about it.
Me too. I didn't know about it beforehand. I mean, this was back when I was a Gnostic, you know, and it's just interesting looking at all this stuff. It just keeps getting pushed and everything.
Well, like this documentary right here that Barbara Marx Hubbard, this is a very recent documentary. It's within, so people are still remembering. I think she just recently passed away. I think she.
Yes, she did.
So within the last couple of years.
And look, Deepak Chopra.
There you go. Buckminster Fuller, Blanchard. I don't know who that is. But some of these names I don't know. So really something else. I mean, here's some other quotes from her. Once again, a new worldview is arising. This idea is the culmination of all human history. It holds the promise of fulfilling the great aspirations of the past and heralds the advent of the next phase of our evolution. So evolution right there. It is the idea of conscious evolution. So she really is like, I mean, you can kind of see this evolutionary concept, which is not Christian at all. I mean,
but she puts it a new age spin on it, right? And you get that from the Institute of Noetic Sciences when they're trying to push the simulation theory that you can, change how molecules behave by putting your intention. Okay. So it's just that. I mean,
it's magic.
We're co-creators with God, the little G philosophy. You know, you're God yourself, you know, and so she's just constantly pushing, you know, it, and it's interesting that, again, modern scientism wants you to think that it's separate from New Age beliefs. But again, how can it be when there's all of these modern day scientism type people yoking themselves with the New Age movement and yoking themselves with Barbara Marx Hubbard? They're one and the same. Like, Neil deGrasse Tyson didn't check the people that were in the World Future Society before he joined. Carl Sagan didn't either. Like, am I missing something here? Like,
do you see the philosophical underpinnings of these guys? You don't trip and enter the world, that whole.
No.
Yeah, come on.
No. So, I mean, I didn't come across any, not to say that they couldn't be there, but, you know, any Christians.
They couldn't be there. The real Christians could not be in that group.
No, not at all. And so it's just.
I mean, here's another one I got from her. This is, no worldly peace can prevail until the self-centered members of the planetary body either change or die. This is the choice. This act is as horrible as killing a cancer cell. It must be done for the sake of future of the whole. So be it. Be prepared for the selection process, which is now beginning.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean,
so be it. It's like, so mote it be. It's like, amen. Right. So she's like,
do the work earlier. Right. In the speech. So so here we have, in 1965, Barbara Marx Hubbard came across Jonas Salk's writings about the future of humanity. She would send a letter to the inventor of the polio vaccine, and it changed her life. Salk, who allegedly told her she had stated his vision better than he ever could, arranged to meet her and encounter in Powder to go to Washington to spread her message on the evolution of human consciousness. According to Barbara Marx Hubbard, Jonas Salk was trying to create the quote-unquote theater of man. The theater of man was Jonas's idea of how to supposedly apply biological wisdom, natural science, to conscious evolution, the combination of science and mystery Babylon, which is what I'm talking earlier. That's what they want. It's this combination of the two, right? Barbara wrote a letter about the theater of man and sent it to the head of Scientific American, Gary Pyle, who then sent Barbara's letter to Jonas Salk. Jonas, after receiving Barbara's letter, called her and said, "We are two peas in the same genetic pod. Can I take you to lunch?" About a week later, after the first phone call in September 1964, Jonas arrived at Barbara's home in Lakefield, Connecticut, with Warren Weaver, who is director of the Division of Natural Sciences at the Rockefeller Foundation. Jonas looked at Barbara and said, "This is like the Garden of Eden." And Barbara replied, "Yes, and I am Eve, and I'm leaving." Supposedly, Barbara left her husband and children, her old life, and for Jonas and her visions of the future.
In some of her writing, she does have this comparison to Eve, or she writes about Eve in her kind of like pseudo-Christian kind of view. It's really something else. Wow.
Yeah.
Like, just the more you research it, the more disturbing it gets. I mean, it's just like, wow.
So here's when she got the revelation. This is the last thing, William, okay? A pivotal moment in Miss Hubbard's life came in 1966 when she had a particularly strong spiritual vision. In a flash, I was catapulted into the future and I could see a few frames ahead in the movie of creation. She saw human knowledge and social systems meshing into a positive, empathetic force. What Christ and all great beings came to earth to reveal is we're one, we're whole, we're good, we're universal. She said an insight that came with the message, go tell the story, Barbara. Tell it to the world.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wish more people knew of Barbara Marx Hubbard. I wish more people researched her because we would understand exactly what's going on right now with the rise of, new age theosophical beliefs, which has always been heavy in the conspiracy research movement, even though there's always been, many Christians in it too. But, you could say Alice Bailey was one of the original modern day conspiracy theorists. So it's just interesting that, many people don't know of her. You know, she's been around. They probably have heard her on Coast to Coast AM. And
it's just like these people, she's left a legacy. These new agers believe in her. You can tell on these websites and these documentaries. I mean, what are these other characters like the blue chicken guy and some of these guys, UFOs and they probably have to know Marx Hubbard and all these people.
Oh, they'd have to.
And Icke, David Icke is, he was in communication with Rikorsky, right? Have you heard that story? Yeah. So he was recorded. He's a new ager. In contactee of the Ascended Masters. So,
but they rail about the elite, right? And Barbara Marx Hubbard is the elite of the elite as anybody can possibly get, right? But she speaks the same stuff that people like David Icke talk of. Like, am I missing something here? They might use different language,
right?
But it's the same stuff.
Yeah, no doubt. I think Icke has done a better job of kind of moving away from that and concealing some of that stuff that he has stated in the past.
He's brought it back recently.
Oh, really? I don't know. I haven't followed him.
Yeah, he's still mocking Christianity, and he did an interview with Luke Radowski where he mocked Christianity, and then he's brought back the consciousness aspect of it. It's still all there. Yeah. So
yeah, whenever they say Christ consciousness, you gotta really run. There are certain code phrases where you can see these new agers gnosticize the gospels and stuff like that with these weird terms. And then they always see themselves as representatives of Christ consciousness. You know,
yeah.
It's just, that's where it is. Like, oh yeah, we're putting, we the elders have been patiently waiting until the very last moment before the quantum transformation to take action to cut out this corrupted and corrupting element in the body of humanity. It is like watching a cancer grow. Something must be done before the whole body is destroyed. I mean, it's just like some kind of new world order type. Like, we got a chance. We got a chance at this new world order. We got to just
look at her eyes, the way she's smiling in that picture. I mean, does anybody think that's a flattering picture of her?
I don't.
Her eyes are bugging. Her smile is, duper's delight. I mean, she's not a good person. In the slightest bit. And she's definitely in on it. And she definitely tells the truth to people's faces majority of the time of what the elite truly believe. When I was a Gnostic, I thought that I was right and these people were wrong and they were just doing it worse or they were corrupted, right? But, once I became born again, I realized I was completely in error and there's only, the objective truth of God and there's a subjective truth that all these people like to delude themselves with. And there's really no difference, between the beliefs of David Icke and Barbara Marx Hubbard. It's just David Icke hides his better and uses different language, whether he realizes it or not. They both communicate with the same demons, the Ascended Masters.
Right, it goes back to Blavatsky. All these characters—they're still in that kind of in that strain, that intellectual heritage, genealogy. These are people on the branch of that original tree. So even going back to just Gnosticism, post first century, second century Christianity, a lot of Gnosticism and heresies. What was that book Against Heresies? Like this is this is
Irenation.
Yeah, Irenation. Yeah,
yeah. It's still happening, and these there people. They want to, they just look at us lesser and they want to kill us. I mean, hands down. I mean, that's the Robert himself.
John, this is like the global death cult. This is my the Order of Nine Angles. We are going to the stars. We're homo. What is this? Homo Universalis. Homo Universalis. Yeah, we're Homo Universalis. You're keeping us back. We got to get rid of you. You're not part of the conscious evolution. You're unconscious. So I think that in an Order of Nine Angles jargon, it's Homo Hubriati. So you're arrogant and you can't do it. And the other is Homo Galacticus is what he calls I mean, it's obvious. I don't think that ONA is really as influential, even close to anything as Parma Mark Husband, but this ideology and outlook is carbon copying a lot of, in some of these ways, it's very stark. It's pretty surprising. I didn't really, you know, when I wrote my book about the Order of Nine Angles, I didn't really look at the kind of intellectual heritage that got compressed into it. I was really just trying to detail it. But now, after it's done, I can really see where a lot of these ideas are traced to and through and stuff like that. I mean, Luciferianism of different sorts. And I think this is definitely can be characterized as Luciferianism. Would you agree to that?
It's satanic, 100%. I mean, you definitely have Barbara Marx Hubbard, you know, as they talked about in the Book of Acts, the spirit of divination. I mean, she's definitely channeling the spirit of divination upon probably many other spirits and demons for sure. So, I mean, I just don't see how anybody, like, someone can have New Age beliefs, and Barbara Marx Hubbard sounds like your typical New Ager, granted, you know, much more knowledgeable and much more on the inside of mystery schools, right? But, like, how could someone with New Age beliefs, you know, I guess I could say how many, a lot of self-delusion of how I thought that I knew better than these people. You know, it's infiltrated even Christian churches with the New Apostolic Reformation, William. I mean, it's everywhere now.
It's sad. It's really, for people who don't know, NAR claims to be the fifth or fourth greatest Christian movement, Catholicism, Orthodoxy, Protestantism, and I think it's NAR, right?
Yes,
or Evangelism and NAR. I can't remember how they say it, but like, they have this whole thing, and then it's like, whoa, self-deification, like kind of a new age.
New apostles.
Yeah, new apostles and all this stuff. Like, whoa. Anything else you'd like to add, John?
I think we covered it all.
There's a lot. I think we could probably go through her books and really take them apart, but I think we covered a lot of the important new conscious evolution, the evolutionary, the Gnosticism, the absorb, you know, the twisting of Christian doctrine, stuff like that. It's really heretical, and I think she's dangerous with some dangerous ideas.
I mean, look at the Happy Birthday Planet Earth. You know, the dove represents the Holy Spirit, right? It represents peace, and it covers the earth. You know, so I mean, right here, another quote from Buckminster Fuller. There's no doubt in my mind that Barbara Marx Hubbard, who helped introduce the concept of futurism to society, is the best informed human now alive regarding futurism and its foresights it has produced.
Where can people reach out to you? We've read the documents on YouTube is where all of your stuff is, right?
Yes, and we've underscore read on Twitter. I have an Odyssey too. We read the documents. You can email me. We read the documents at protonmail.com.
Cool. So I'll put those in the show notes. I'll put links to your Odyssey, YouTube, and your Proton Mail if people want to reach out. But it's great to talk with you again, John. And the time travels really fast, and it's just an important topic, so I'm really delighted that you had time. So thanks so much for your time, John Bruson. We've read the documents. Go check it out. Great research. He's around a lot. You're doing a lot of different interviews recently that are really good, so I got to go check those out too. But thanks again. Stay there.
Buddy.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.